and good morning. My English is not the best one, so I apologize if you don't understand me some words. But my purpose this morning, I'm going to do two things. First, I'm going to glorify Christ with my testimony, and then God has put a passage of the Bible in my heart to share with you guys today. As you know, my name is Noe. I'm 32 years old. That's my family, my wife, and I have 7 kids. Yeah. I'm actually the biggest family in our church. Yeah. So, well, I'm going to start. We moved from California about 5 years ago, from Escondido, California. It's near San Diego. And we've been in church about 4 years, in 3 years in Flame. I'm going to start. I was brought to the U.S. when I was 11, illegally by my parents, by my dad. And then I was a good kid till I was 25. I graduated from high school, did everything I can. I mean, I couldn't get a paper or a permit because I wanted to go to the military, but I couldn't get in. And then I'm going to start from since I was 25. I met this girl. And then we started going out, and everything was normal till she started talking about witchcraft. She would have like some bracelets on her wrist and one on her ankles, so she had 4. And I asked her why she had that. She told me that her mom did witchcraft on her. I'm like, your mom? Yeah, and then she had to go to a witch in Tijuana every Friday to do like a ritual. And I'm like, what happens if you take those off? It's like, I can't. When I go to sleep, the shadows would try to grab me. And then I was like, nah, you're crazy. I mean, I told her, if you want to be with me, we're going to be together, you got to take those off and you got to stop going over there. I don't believe in that. That's not real. And then, she did. Everything went fine. And then I remember one day I was working. I used to work in a car wash in California. She brought me some tacos from Tijuana. And then I think that's what started everything. I remember that day, I ate the tacos, and I just fell to the ground. I couldn't get up. I don't know why. And I was trying to get up. I had to tell one of my friends, hey, can you cover me in my shift? Because I can't get up. I don't know why. I mean, I could walk, but I could barely walk like that. I got fined later. I don't know. Eventually, me and her, we broke up. I did call her like a few years later. She went back to that thing. But when I met Christ and I told her, the one that can make you free is Christ. But I don't know what happened after that. After we broke up, I started drinking. I tried cocaine, weed, and crystal, which is meth. It's funny because my best friend introduced me to cocaine, which I just did it once or twice, I remember, and nothing really happened. And then my actual brother introduced me to weed, which I did it, and I used to do it like once in a while. And then my best cousin, it was like my brother because we grew up together, he introduced me to crystal. That was a bad thing. That was the worst one. I remember that day, we were drinking like a drink that's called Four Locos. It has like a 12% alcohol. It's really bad. And I told her, this would actually make you drunk. We drank. I was so drunk. I was sleepy. I was hungry. And then he's like, come, let's go to this house. Went to a house, and they did drugs there, which was weed, alcohol and crystal. And then I remember I was on my bed, and then there were like a few people in the restroom, probably four or five. And then he come up to me and he's like, "Hey, you wanna try crystal?" And I remember I was tired, I was sleepy, and I was hungry. And then I saw them doing it. It was a little pipe. It was just smoke. So I'm like, it's just smoke. Why not? I tried it, and I remember I felt something in my body. I mean, I just got tied to it. And then the sleepy went away, the hungry, and the drunk, it just boom. That's a really bad drug. I started hanging with my cousin. He used to like sell crystal, go to parties, and then just sell to people in the restroom. And then I started smoking crystal, like not that much, but like a little bit. But I was really addicted to it. One time he took me in the car, and then he's like, "Hey, just wait for me here. I'm gonna go buy more so we can go and sell more over there." Like, okay. He left me the whole bag and the pipe. No one ever told me how much to smoke or anything. So I grabbed it and started smoking and smoking and smoking. Okay, we went over there. It was fine. I remember I went to the apartment that day. That day, my mom moved from Ohio to California. It was a bad day because I woke up and I couldn't walk. My body wasn't responding anymore. Wait, I never went to sleep, actually. I never went to sleep. And then in the morning, I couldn't respond. My body wasn't responding. And I remember people used to tell me, if you want to cut something, whatever, if it's medicine or any drug, anything, just drink a glass of milk. I remember I drank and everything, but my body wasn't responding. And I felt my heart like boom, boom. I thought I was going to die. And I remember I called 911. They took me. And then I thought I was going to lose my mind. And my head was like that. And my mom that was there just that day, that she just barely moved over there, she was just looking at me like. And then eventually I got fine. And then I started doing it because it's addicting. But I remember one time why I stopped. It was my cousin, one of my cousins, he's in Christ now. But I remember he used to know people that used to sell him and everything. And then I remember that day, I told him, "Go get me another 20. And then he just looked at me, he grabbed the pipe, put it on the ground, and stepped on it. And he just hugged me. And I remember that shocked me really bad that I stopped because of that. Because he hugged me and then he told me, "I love you so much. I don't want you to change like my brother did." And that really got in my heart and I stopped. But that doesn't mean I stopped. I actually stopped. But that doesn't mean my body would not ask for that crystal. Because when you leave it, it would ask you, and you feel like warm behind your head, and it would, you're not thinking right all the time, especially when you're tired. Well, I left the drugs and everything. I used to drink once in a while. I started MMA, boxing, jiu-jitsu, all that, because that was my favorite thing. I did it for a lot of years. I had to quit that when I came to Christ. Christ talked to me, and he's like, "You gotta leave that," because I was hours in those things. And then I remember this day that I went to work. My work was like about 40 minutes away. I was driving back, and I was having like a heart attack, really bad. I could feel dead, like the dead right next to me. I was shaking. I wasn't doing drugs or anything anymore, and I was shaking really bad. I went to the emergency and I told him, "I'm dying. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm dying." So they took me in and everything. And then when the results came, two of them came and they looked sad. I'm like, "Oh, what's wrong?" And then they said, "You have panic attacks." I'm like, "Panic attacks? What's that?" It's like something that you're never gonna be cured of. That doesn't go away. It actually increases more and more and more. And I'm like, really? Yeah. And they're like, they gave me some website and something, some help. I searched it up, and I don't know, panic attacks are bad. I mean, they really get to a point where I remember with my wife, I used to take a shower like this. I used to just take a shower, and she used to be like right next to me. It gets really bad. Well, I was having those things. And then one of the things that happened between that, I remember one day when my family, we were in the room watching a horror movie, because I used to love horror movies. I used to love them. And I remember this baby. He was possessed, and he would take control over the people's mind and then use them to kill someone. And I remember that day, I tried to act just to play a joke on my kids. And then when I did that, I just felt so scared. I told my wife, turn off the TV, turn it off. She's like, what's wrong? Just turn it off. I just grabbed the controller, turned it off, walk out the door. When I was walking out the door, I just felt something went in. Poof. Oh, no. I went to the kitchen, and I just heard the voices, just kill them all. She used to tell me. And I saw her phone was ringing, and it was like, I just went outside, running outside. I don't know why I was saying this, but I was saying, I need a church. I need a church. Well, I remember, probably my kids don't remember, but I used to lock up my wife, and just sleep in the living room. I was afraid to do something to them. And I looked for psychology. I asked for so many things. People used to tell me, you're not doing drugs? Because a lot of people say that, and they're doing drugs. I'm like, no, I'm not doing anything. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's happening. Oh, well, that didn't help. And then I remember on Christmas, my brother went over there. He was working for the cartels. And then he had like a bunch of money. He's like, here, $5,000 just for Christmas, do whatever and this. And then I was in the drug cartels too, but it wasn't because I wanted power. My brother wanted power, and he got power, but now he's... He's somewhere else. But it's just the only fight that I had was women. Lust that I had. And then that's why I joined in. But before I joined in, I remember that day, me and my wife had an argument. We went to a club. And then we had an argument. I started arguing with the police guys. I was so drunk. They were really nice to me. I was surprised. Well, they end up deporting me back to Mexico. And then my brother brought another car, brought my whole family over here. I was going to come here to work for the cartels. But then that happened, so he had to bring my family. I was deported over there. And then this panic attacks, it got worse and worse and worse. I remember over there, I was in the bar, where the bartender just brought me a beer. He opened it in front of me. I drank it, and then I was like, I was losing my mind. I was losing my mind. Then I went up to him, and I told him, hey, what'd you put in my beer? He's like, no, nothing. You saw me open it in front of you. I just went outside, went to the hotel. My whole head was hurting like so bad. It's like I was losing my memory for seconds. And I remember one time I was there, I was with my friend, but then my friend got into a room with a prostitute, and I was waiting outside for him, and then suddenly I just didn't remember who I was. I'm like, and then I will come back, then I remember, and I'm like, oh, and then I remember I had a car from the hotel, so I would just run and tell people, hey, where is this address? And they would tell me over there. Then I'll remember, I'll just keep going. Then I would lose my mind. I'll be like, then I would come back and I would tell other people, hey, where's the hotel? Till I got to the hotel and I just rested there. And it got really bad. The day I reentered the United States illegally, my brother paid everything. But I remember I was in the house. I was coming with some other friends to do the same thing. Those friends were coming to do the same thing, but I had my wife and my kids over here. I remember that day, it was a house. I slept in the living room, which I didn't do before. That day I slept. I don't know why. I woke up. I'm not one of those guys that wake up really easy. It's really hard to wake me up. I woke up, and I remember one of the guys was telling them, hey, I don't want to go. If my friend doesn't want to go, I'm not going. So he just went. And then the guy's like, I need one more. And then I'm like, wow, I need my family. I need to be over there. And then I told my friends, hey, is that okay if I go before you guys? Go, 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 go. So I went. I remember the Border Patrol, they follow us. I remember a lot of things that happened through there that we could have got caught really easy, but we didn't. I came over here to Ohio. I started working with my brother when I got here. He gave me more money. I started working with him. I started cocaine, distributed cocaine. He was one of the top leaders. He used to sit with the Chapo too. So one time he got out after that meeting, because if you're there, they're going to kill you. You do something wrong, they'll kill you. I'm telling you, because the friends that I know, some of them are dead. Some of them, they went to prison. Some of them, they're pain in prison. And some of them, one or two, they're out. And then I remember started working with him. And then he told me, he was the one who told me, hey, I think your wife is doing witchcraft on you. I'm like, nah, that's not even true. And then he's like, I'll give you $2,000. Just go with me with the warlock, just to see. He thought I was going to say no. I'm like, let's go. I don't believe in that. We went to a warlock. This warlock has some demon powers. Let me tell you, the devil is real. I can tell you he's real. I went in there with the warlock, and then he looked at my eyes. He's like, oh, you see the store down there? That was like a second floor. Go buy some foil paper and two waters. I like, okay. I went over there. He cut some of the foil paper, make it like in a square. And he told me, hold this with your two hands. So I hold it. He's like, I'm going to pray for you. If it turns cold, you have nothing. If it turns hot, then you have something. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I went like this, and it turned so hot. So I had to let it go. And then he picked it up and opened it, and it was dust, like really dark. And he told me this. You're about to die? You're about to go to jail? Or you're going to end up crazy in the streets? That was true. That was true. But in my mind, I couldn't accept that. I'm like, no, this is not real. This is a trick. And I told him, that's a trick, what you're just doing. That's not right. And he told me, okay, you think it's a trick, go ahead. I already told you what's going to happen. That got me scared, because I knew what he told me was true. Because I would lose my mind sometimes. I would feel, and I would get these things like kill people and all this, and I knew something bad was going to happen to me. So he did liberation. I remember the witches and warlocks, they work on Tuesdays and Fridays. If you pray Tuesdays and Fridays, the war, it's heavy. I remember that day he said, you have to come at 12. I think it was on a Friday. I'm going to pray for you. We're going to do a deliberation from what you have inside. I'm like, okay. I was there, my brother, and another warlock, two warlocks. So he cut like a lemon in two pieces, and then he just squeezed them like in a little cup, and he told me, just go. And I was doing this, and then he was putting his hand on my forehead, and he was speaking in tongues. And then I'm like, when I tell you, you're going to spit it out. He put something like this. And then when he told me, I just spit it out. And some black worms came out of me. And all this, and it smelled really bad. And I'm like, what is this? And then my brother, he was like, can you see this? And then when he did that, I felt free. I was like, wow, I don't feel any negative thinking or anything. I'm free. I'm like, I'm free. I'm finally free. I'm like, wow, I'm free. So I went home. No. The devil got even worse. He came back with more power. I remember I used to get those panic attacks, like even worse. And I would call the warlock, hey, what's going on? Why am I still feeling the same thing? But I remember one call. I called him 5 times. Those 5 times, I could hear the demons in the back of the phone laughing at me. When the call wouldn't go in, never went in. And then when I settled down, I was like, no, that wasn't real. That was not real. I didn't make those 5 calls, and none of them went in. I didn't hear that. I looked at my phone. I did. I did the calls and everything, and it happened. It got to the point where I got really bad. The demons, they were in my head. They used to laugh. And I would just be like this, and everyone was like, what's wrong? And I would be like, and I could hear them laughing at me. And it got so bad that they grabbed me and touched me during the day, like daytime like this. I was in Walmart, and I would feel start shaking. I would feel their hands on me like this. And I would like, God, please help me. Oh, the warlocks and the witches, they will give you something that they will not mention Jesus, but they say God. They would give me like something, say, oh, God, please help me, but never mention Jesus. And I would pray that. It's just like a little prayer. And I would pray, hey, God, help me. And nothing got, me and my wife got separated. I was still in the drugs thing. That warlock didn't work. We went to a witch. Which she had powers too. Because I went to her. Oh, and the warlock told me who it was, which was my ex-girlfriend. I don't know about that. And I mean, there's warlocks that they really got demon power. I'm telling you. Because there was like a crystal ball. It's like, if you give me more money, I'll show you right now, right here, her face. And I got so scared because I didn't believe that. I almost went crazy. I'm like, what is this? All these things. I mean, I didn't believe in anything spiritual, nothing. But I don't know what was wrong. I went to this witch, which I took a lot of people there to this witch. Because she would describe me, every people. Like if I wanted to know something, she would describe it. Just exactly like he was. And it was the same thing. She tried to do all this, didn't work. Nothing worked. Oh, by the way, this warlock, when I went over there, he gave me like a crucifix with a Christ on it. It's pretty amazing. And he went with some other warlocks to pray over it for luck, for love, and for protection. Nah. I used to play cards and all that. Yeah, I used to laugh at people because I would have a lot of money in my desk and be like, this is how I got it. But it's not good. And then about this other witch that I went with, even though she had powers and she could tell you a lot of things in your future. Because I remember I took a bunch of people and I would just, you know, I'm like, wow, everything that she said is real. Even when I was about to do something, she would tell me, you're about to take this or buy this. She would tell me exactly the same thing. I'm like, wow. And then I remember a cousin, the same cousin that broke the pipe, his friend turned his life to Christ. Actually, he did. And then my cousin, when he saw that, he did the same thing in California. And then when he did the same thing, I remember he had his girlfriend, he used to drink and do weed. He left everything, even his girlfriend. A conviction. And I used to test them. I'm like, nah, you're playing. Let's go. I'll buy you beer and weed. And he's like, no, I gave my life to Christ. And then he used to talk to me and my wife, and I told my wife, he probably smoked too much weed. He's crazy. And I remember back over here in Ohio, I used to talk to through the phone to him. And I remember it took him 3 times to take me to Christ. Every time when we're about to hang up, he used to tell me, look for Jesus. And I used to tell him, I got my warlocks. I don't need Jesus. And I remember the third time, he told me the same thing, and I just started thinking, who is Jesus? I remember I used to go to a Christian church when I was little. But like, who's Jesus? And then I wasn't with my wife, but one of the things that took me there too, I'm like, I'll probably find a woman there. So I went over there, and then I remember a lady that I knew that used to sell food. And she, I asked her, do you know any Christian church? Yeah, mine. And then she took me over there. I remember I heard the testimony of my pastor, because they did the same thing. And that night when I heard his testimony, which is worse, that was probably the same thing as mine. I believe everything. I did the prayer. I took him into my heart. When I took him into my heart, that prayer, I just felt something, boom. And I could see darkness was gone. I was like, why? What have I done to my family? What's going on? It's like I could see with that prayer. And I took that thing off. And then I was living on my own little apartment. I took some candles, some crosses that I have on the windows and everything, supposedly to protect me. That didn't protect me. I took everything. I'm like, okay, I want to follow you, Christ. I believe you can do this. I threw everything. It was, man, the devil came after me bad. There was days I thought I was going to die. I had like, I was dying outside my house. Those things were grabbing me. I was like, and I remember the word, whoa, Christ, if I'm doing this for you, and your word says this, why is this fear? Why am I fearing? And one of the other things, I was tied to pornography for 16 years. I used to watch it every single day, a few times a day. And I remember when I couldn't anymore because the words were way too big. I remember it was a day like this and I would see dark. I don't know why. It was like I was in a dream walking. And I would feel it was dark. I couldn't see light. I'm like, why? And I, after I did that with receiving Christ in my heart, we went back with my wife. He did it. We went back, and I used to tell her, take care of my kids. I don't know what's going to happen to me. Sometimes I feel like in my dream, I don't know what's real. And she saw me on the freeway. I would drive, and I would just go like, for a few seconds, probably 3 seconds in the middle. And I'm like, oh, hopefully I don't die one day. I suffer from depression. But I remember the one voice they used to tell me, remember your kids. Remember them. And that kept me going and going. I remember one day I just decided to give everything to Christ. Because I used to drink. I used to do weed once in a while. I used to play gamble. Big gambler every day. Because I work in construction, which is flowers, the texture, ceiling. And I used to pray I used to play cards every single day, lose all my money, and then drink and then watch TV all day. And then I started going to church. They used to pray over me. Man, I don't know what happened. When they pray over me, I feel great for that for 3 days. I'll be like, whoa, what is this power? What's going on? After 3 days, I would start feeling the same thing. I'm like, what's going on? I started going to church, praising the Lord. And then I would come up. And then one day I'm like, what's going on? I don't feel like I used to feel. I feel bitter. What's going on? I would feel better coming to the church. I wouldn't feel the same thing when they pray for me and everything. I'm like, what's going on? So, but I still have bottles, but it was not like every day. Now it will be like every third day or something like that. But I still had like big bottles that I think they were really hard. And then I remember one day I just told him, I give you my everything. Take everything. I don't want anything. And I remember he started speaking to me. This is something amazing. He actually talks, the Holy Spirit. And I remember he used to tell me, come watch pornography. I would shake like this. And I would just throw myself to the ground. I'm like, Lord, I don't want this anymore. I want to serve you with all my heart. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do what's not right. Please help me. And then I don't know why I just feel peace. And there was a fight for like about a week. And I remember that week I used to go to church and I would pray for anything. I would close my eyes and I would feel like fire around me. I'm like, what's going on? I would start sweating in fire. And I'm like, that's weird. What's going on with me now? And then because I was praying, I wasn't obeying the devil anymore. I was resisting him. And then I remember one day we had a reunion, just guys. I remember that day, same thing. I prayed, and I remember just something warm came, boom, and just opened my mouth, and I remember something came out. And I remember there was smoke. Everyone just started yelling. And there were guys. And the pastor was like, don't be scared, don't be scared, don't be scared. And I just fell to the ground, and all these demons, they just started to come out one by one. After that, I just felt like so empty inside. I'm like, wow, what is this? After that, I was free. I was finally free. And then, let me see so I cannot get. I was finally free from that. And then, I started serving the Lord. And then it's been a whole blessing because there's a lot of things that changed. A lot. I can tell you I'm a new man. I started going to church. I started, God has prospered me a lot. I don't like talking about this. I really don't like, but I gotta say it. When we went to church with my wife, we used to have like a little apartment with two bedrooms. We didn't have enough money. We used to get welfare and all that. And then we started giving what's the 10% of what you get paid, which I'm like, why is that? The Lord doesn't need any money. But I started doing it because it was in His Word, because I was afraid. I don't know if He says it. I gotta do it. And then He started blessing me. A better apartment, now a house, a better car, another car. And then finally He gave me like, I'm a subcontractor now. And then before I got that, I told my wife, let's trust the Lord. Let's leave everything, you know, because I used to get welfare and all that. We left everything because I don't want anything. I don't want to be trapped with money or anything like that anymore. So we left it. And since then, the Lord has blessed me. I've been caught by the Border Patrol. Since then, I try to do everything that's right. Pay my taxes, what it is. If I got caught by the Border Patrol, I told them I was reported, because you cannot lie. If you lie, you're not trusting the Lord. They took me everything. They knew I was deported. And they let me go. I was praying in there, Lord. Oh, and they wanted me to work for them. They told them, we'll give you the papers. Just turn in the bad people and all this. I think they knew who I was. And I told them, look, I gave my, I'm a Christian. I don't even know those people anymore or anything. It's like, you're going to be deported and your whole family is going to be there. I know. But I'm sorry, I cannot do it. Maybe one of those people is going to convert later on, like it just happened to me. So I'm like, no, they locked me in, but then they took me out to translate one of my friends, because I was caught with one of my friends going to work, and then they let me go. And I've been through so many things, and now I understand that all this that happened to me is that it's a God purpose to preach His word, because that's my passion. That's my passion to just to preach. And then that's my testimony. There's a lot of parts probably that I left out, because it's really long and there's a lot of things in there. But that's just what happened to me. And then I can tell you that, and the lady that took me over there to church, I took her over there to the witch. And then my first service, when I came out, she was there, and she's like, "What do you think? I'm going to stay with Jesus." And she's like, "Are you sure you're not going back over there? I think you should go back over there." The same lady that took me to church. I didn't know. He's the one. And I stayed with him. And then I didn't have so many kids. Now I have 7, and that's it. Yeah. But that's pretty much it. And then I wanted to share something that God put on my heart, one passage. I don't know why, but He knows why. If you want to turn your page to Matthew 11, 20, it's actually 27, but I'm going to read verse 25 through 30, because there's something in there. Which, I'm going to read it on my phone, which is Christian Standard Bible, the version, which it says, "The Son gives knowledge and rest. At that time, Jesus said, 'I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, because this was your good pleasure. All things have been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son desires to reveal him. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take up my yoke and learn from me, because I'm lowly and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, and my yoke is easy and burden is light." And my burden is light. Okay. If you look, verse 27 says, where the point where it says, no one knows the Son. Who's the Son? Jesus. It says, no one knows him, right? No one. Only the Father. And it says too, no one knows the Father. No one knows him except the Father. And anyone to whom the Son desires to reveal him, right? So that means no one knows him. Well, you remember the crowd, I'm pretty sure you guys know a little bit about Bible. You remember the crowd that he fed 5,000 people without counting kids and women. Some people say it's 20, 30,000. The word says they were fasting for the whole day. Right? And it was just listening to Jesus. Right? And then here comes another crowd, which is 4,000. This one is a little bit different. It's less, but they were fasting for 3 days. He didn't want them to leave, because he thought he said he was afraid they may collapse on their way back. They were fasting for 3 days. After he fed all those people, all of them, which is a lot, here comes the question: who do the people say that I am? Someone said, Elijah, Jeremiah, John the Baptist, or one of the prophets. Did anyone know who he was? No one knew. And then he asked to his disciples, who do you think that I am? And they said, Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And then he answered Peter. He told Peter, blessed you are, Peter, because flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but it was my Father. That revelation did not come with, is not human. Flesh and blood, we're flesh and blood. No human can tell you who he is. It's a revelation. When that revelation happens, you have found the hidden treasure in the field, which is Jesus. It's like when Paul was his trip to Damascus, he had an encounter with God, which transformed his life, right? In 1 John 3:6, it says, whoever sins has not seen him or know him. You ask him, how can you see him? He was already dead and he's up there. That's the revelation. Because John was the same one who said in chapter 1:18, no one has ever seen God. And that's true. Because in Isaiah 6:2 says, the seraphims, those angels with thick wings, they're in front of him. With two, they're covered the eyes, their feet, and with two, they're flying. And they're singing, Lord, Lord, holy, 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 Lord of the armies. No one has ever seen him. That's a revelation. But whoever knows him already, sin is not one of the things that are in their lives. He revealed himself to me one night, which I remember. We were in church. I started feeling his presence and everything. And I told my wife, hey, let's go pray. Let's pray. And I was a baby in this. And then I told him, I'm going to pray. He's gonna touch it right now. He's going to do something. And then I remember we were praying. And I just said three words. And something happened. I remember I said, Lord, the way you touch me, I want you to touch my wife. Because your word says, whether there's two people or three, you're in the middle. And I believe it. When that happened, I remember I was just praying like that. I just said those three words. There was something that came up from heaven, fire, that got into my whole body. And I started speaking tongues. And my whole body was shaking really bad. And I was like, I had to get up. I thought I was going to die by God's presence. I had to call my pastor and tell him, there's a fire inside me that doesn't want to go away. It's like something in there that doesn't go away. And she's like, don't get scared. That's just God. That's just an experience with God. And that's how he revealed himself to me. And since then, man, God is so, he's so real. He's so real. I mean, all his word is so real. There's nothing, there's not a lie in here. There's not a single lie in there. There's things where one part where he said that he had things hidden from the beginning that no eye has ever seen, no ear or no heart has ever been in there. For the ones who love them, which actually means whoever obey him. Because he said, if you love me, you can obey me. And he's just amazing in my life now. He's just like, he's my whole life now. Because now that I think all that I've been through and now just all this, even writing my testimony, just sending it to Pastor John, it just reminds me where he took me off. And then it's just been great. And that's all I have to say for today. for this. Yeah.